Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Is an illustrated Haggadah from Amsterdam. In fact, any illustrated Haggadah is an importance, a historical importance of illustrated Haggadah, because Haggadah illustrations are prisms or windows into different eras of Jewish history, because Haggadahs are one of the few Jewish books which were regularly illustrated. I remember Rabbi Beryl Wein, may he live and be well, telling me about how he used to like looking at ancient Haggadahs, first prints of Haggadahs throughout the centuries and from the various different countries that they were written and published, and looking in particular at how they depicted the four sons, because it reflected on fashion trends of that time, about how they depict, how they wanted tzaddik to look. What do they imagine a Russia looks like? Someone who's dressed too modern for whatever the country is, whatever the century is that they're published at that time. There's so much richness that comes out from the illustrations in the Haggadah. This particular Haggadah, the Amsterdam Haggadah, published in 1662, the first Haggadah ever printed in Amsterdam. It's actually trilingual. It's in Italian, Spanish, and Yiddish. It's kind of like the Jewish Rosetta Stone. And has the illustrations are woodcuts, which is a whole another level. And it really gives an insight into the time period. And comparing different Haggadah illustrations can really give us that unique insight into Jewish history. And what better night is there to do it, to hold history in your hands, than the Seder night? The whole point of the Seder night is to connect to history. So what better way to do that than to have this ancient Haggadah with a wine stain from 400 years ago gracing its pages? What a way to connect to our past by imagining if the Haggadah was able to share its journey, who held it, which countries, which centuries, its travails and triumphs. And that is a very, very powerful Pesach Seder experience.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.